can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
This is Talk with John, and I am your host, John. Kind of funny how that works. All right, let's get this show off to a proper start. I'll be introducing my guest momentarily. But first, just want to do kind of the proper show opening, as it were. Today is Saturday, May 3rd, 2023. And here on Republic Broadcasting, you can join me just about every Saturday from 4 to 5 Mountain Time and 5 to 6 Central. And also, typically, I look forward to having you interact with me, but I'm going to be having a guest, and as soon as I get the rest of the show intro out of the way, I'll be introducing him, so we won't be taking calls today. Now, let me get to my show started off properly by giving out my show prayer, as it were, and a show mantra. No need to bow your head, close your eyes. It's just the prayer of my heart. I hope my show is a gift back to my founding fathers, the forefathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. And let me say, I messed that up a little bit, to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and to our Father above. Then the show mantra: where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. Now, once the bottom line is, liberty is the responsibility, the spiritual, and the morality side of freedom. Just because you're able to do something, you're free to do something, doesn't mean you should do it. Like, for instance, you probably shouldn't go into debt 500 times what you're able to pay off. You may be free to do it, but it isn't wise to do it. And your freedom really does come to an end if you do something along those lines. So let's get to introducing my guest. My guest today is Roger Landry. Y'all know him. Y'all love him. He has a Saturday show. My time is 11 to noon, so I believe that's probably noon to 1 Central. Isn't that right, Roger?
On Sunday. Yes.
On Sunday. Yes, on Sunday. And then, so TLB Talk.
Actually, it's 12 to 1 on Sunday.
12 to 1. So 12 to 1 on.
And it's TLB Talk Radio.
TLB Talk Radio. And then the Liberty Beacon is also, and several other websites that he does. But want to say thank you for joining me. Now, let me give you. So the overall topic.
Hold on one second. I have to butt in simply because of the way you introduced this. Okay, look, if it's irresponsible to go into debt like 500 times what you have the ability to pay, and you should never do it, and I agree with you, why the hell do we let our government do it?
I think
we're about to default. Yeah.
I think we're only. I think I heard the number was we're 136% in debt of our gross domestic product.
Right. Which means, yeah, you take every penny we make for an entire year for everything everybody ever does for about almost 2 years, and you might come close to our national debt, which is absolutely insane.
I'm so glad you jumped in there. I thought you were going to – you took the hook. You took the hook.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Well, right. You're a good fisherman. That's all I can say.
No, I suck at fishing. I suck at fishing.
Yeah, so do I. But I love to eat fish.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, anybody has rainbow trout, lives in Utah, in Utah County, go ahead and reach out to the producer. I'd love to take some off your hand, especially if they're fresh. Okay.
Fresh catfish from the Ozark Hills where I live. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Please, you can't do this to me, Roger, because okay, all right. I'm going down paths that we don't have time to. All right. Got so the overall discussion is, what have we learned in the last 3 years, and what does it mean? Now, hold on. There are a couple subpoints that I'm going to see if we're able to hit in that process. And that's Fox letting Tucker go. What did the Republicans cave in the debt negotiations? And initial thoughts on President Trump or Ron DeSantis? Let's. I don't know that we're going to tie all those things in together. So let's just go, Roger Landry, my friend and brother in the cause. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, I really appreciate the invitation. I really do. And well, we're just hoping that you're not sorry you invited me.
Well,
because by the end, I may have raised my voice a few times, you know.
That's, you know, well, that's what I like about Roger Landry is he, you know, he's not monotone. I like the people that have passion. That's one of the reasons why I like John Stattmiller so much.
Oh, yeah.
You know, normally he was a pretty cool cat, pretty cool character, but every once in a while he'd let someone have it. And I respect someone that's not afraid to speak their mind. So
he asked me one time, did I have to be so passionate? And I referred him back 2 shows ago, because I was on his show every week, same day. I referred him back two
Wednesday.
Days ago when he blew up. And I said, and your point is? He just shut up. You're right. He could get passionate. He could.
So he had you back. It was, you were at the first hour of every Wednesday.
Yes.
That I
every single week for a year.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we lost John way too soon.
Yes.
Way too early. I sure wish he was here. I bet you have the same opinion and the same feeling I do. Man, I wish I could just give him a call and run something by him and bounce a few thoughts off him.
I have been asked by a lot of people who are familiar with RBN, who have been watching or listening to RBN for a long time. They were saying, how did you know that John even trusted you? And this is what I told each and every one of them. If John thought you were a liar, if John thought you were misrepresented, or if John thought you were doing this to advantage yourself outside of the realm of what you had discussed with him, you wouldn't be on show number 2, never mind show number 52. You would be gone.
Yeah. So the first time I reached out to John Stattmiller, I reached out to him via email. He called me back about an hour and a half later. And, you know, he talked to me for a good almost 2 hours.
He told me about his conversation with you.
And so he was like, you know what? He goes, John, I'm going to – and I was just calling him to invite him on my show. He came in, and then joined me, and then extended – at the end of the show, extended an offer for me to join him on his show. And I was on a few times, and you, he, and I did one of the best shows ever, I think.
That was hilarious, and that was good. It
was an amazing show. And then what I loved is I could just sit back, and then, you know, every once in a while I could go and fire hose something, you know, or I didn't fire hose.
I know what you meant. Yeah.
I threw fire is probably the best way to put it.
Spewed fire.
So that, unfortunately, we'll never have that again. And let me tell you the one thing that I wish. I don't think I ever got recorded John on air. I didn't record, because when he and I would talk off air, obviously that was two dudes talking, right? And I think that's a breach of confidence unless you say, hey, I'm going to record this because I need to. But him telling the story of January 6th and where he stood and what he saw, I wish I would have – I don't think I got that on air.
No, and I wish I would have too, because I got it in a lot of detail.
Yes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But before your show runs out, don't we have some seriously healthy topics to talk about?
Let's get to it. All right. So the overall topic, I've said, what have we learned in the last 3 years?
Yeah.
And what does it mean? And so and you said, what are the solutions behind it? I hope there's solutions. There are solutions. The question is, are people going to take the actions that is needed in order to overcome? So, I'm going to let you go.
The problem with solutions is, what if future damage is already in the cards? What if future damage has already been done? What if the damage that we're expecting over the next 3 to 5 years has already been initiated but hasn't taken place? What we're looking at today, and what we have a scientist admitting all across the planet, is that this was the biggest plandemic, the biggest scamdemic ever pulled on humanity. That it didn't need to be, when even the CEO of Moderna steps up. Yes, he's on record as saying COVID-19 was no more dangerous to the average person than the yearly flu unless you were over 80 years old or had several severe comorbidities. This is a fact. The amount of children that died from COVID is so small, it's absolutely insane. And the only ones that died at all were the ones who had severe comorbidities, something even the yearly flu would have taken care of. Listen to me, people. This is what we see. Hindsight is 2020. This is what we can actually see now. What we couldn't see 3 years ago, and people like me and like your host here were guessing at, but we felt very comfortable in those guesses. Today, we can see. Why? Hindsight is 2020. There are those, and these are the numbers people are willing to say, who are stating that at least 25 million, could be as many as 50 million or more, have died as a result of the vaccines globally, and well over a million have died in the United States alone, and we only have 5% of the global population. This is what we're seeing, okay? We also understand that these things get into the body, and then they group up in things like the ovaries, the liver, the testes. Oh, two out of the three I just said. We're talking about procreation, aren't we? We're talking about a continuation of humanity, aren't we? We know for a fact these spike proteins, and we know for a fact this stuff was all supposed to stay in the location it was given, perform its functions, and eventually go away. It was found to spread itself throughout the entire body, and like I said, center itself in places like the liver, the ovaries, and the testes. But here's where it gets really
okay,
bad.
So Roger, let me drill in on this, because I'm sitting here going, you may have made this clear, but we're not talking about COVID, the disease that went around and people caught. Talking about the inflicted disease through a needle. Am I correct?
I'm talking about both. Okay. I'm talking about the fact that COVID itself was told to the world by the CEO of Moderna. He didn't say the vaccine. He said COVID was no more dangerous than the yearly flu unless you were over 80 years old and had several severe comorbidities. We also know that the actual truth, not the lies, the PCR tests or anything else, of youngsters who died from COVID is so ridiculously small that it almost doesn't exist. But you haven't been told that. And you haven't been told how many older people did die because they were slapped on ventilators and they shouldn't have been. And they were given Remdesivir or whatever the heck. I never get the name right. Yeah. And that in itself, with especially with the breathers, oh, yeah. No, we're talking about massive death. Listen to me, people. All of this is little pieces. We have to step back and we have to look at this. When is the last time in a flu season, and we've had worse flu seasons than we had this year or last year? I remember. When was the last time in a bad flu season we shut the entire world down, destroyed most of the global economy, destroyed how many jobs, caused how many deaths by a pharmaceutical agent that was supposed to help us that has turned out to be the most deadly pharmaceutical agent ever used on humanity? All of this has happened in the last 3 years. Why is everything around you exploding? Why is the border wide open? Why is the U.S. economy failing? Why are politics crumbling and falling to their knees? Why are we finding out that the people who are supposed to represent us don't? Why is all of this happening at the same time? Distraction. The big picture here, people, is 6.5 billion people have been vaccinated with something we know for a fact has over 1,200 serious or deadly side effects. And any vaccine, this isn't, but any vaccine that had even 100, okay, would never have been approved before. Yet these vaccines went global and were forced or coerced on a massive amount of this world's population. 6.5 billion out of 8.5 billion have been vaccinated. We know for a fact that these things will affect your DNA. We know, even though we were told over and over again they wouldn't. We know that the bivalent shots from both Moderna and Pfizer have been found to have massive amounts of DNA in them, and these are injected into your body. Listen to me. 6 hours after the injection, they found that the liver had converted the RNA in the liver from that shot into DNA. What is your entire body based on? What is the roadmap for everything you see, do, breathe, everything you become, everything you've ever been? It's your DNA. We were told over and over again by the CDC, by the FDA, by Pfizer, by Moderna, these could not affect your DNA. They did not contain DNA. Biggest lie out there, people. So now what do we have? We have the start of the biggest die-off we have ever seen from a pharmaceutical product in the history of humanity. Right now, anywhere from 25 to 30 million.
Roger, okay, come on. I'm hearing right now, I've got some of my liberal friends in my ear. Wait a minute. What are you talking about, Roger? Okay. I'm not hearing about any excess death when I listen to CNN, MSN, BC, and Fox.
First off, I've got to tell you something. You're not listening to the right news, but then, hey, if I tell you that and you're liberal, you're just going to say you're an idiot and you're going to continue on. The point here is what I am talking to you about, I'm willing to back up with proof from experts who have actually seen it. This is produced research. I did a show on this on another network 2 days ago, whereby there are clips from a gentleman, a researcher, who stood in front of the world and said, this is what I found in my research and is proved unequivocally. What did he find? Massive amount of DNA in these shots. That is the biggest bug you should have in your ear. We now have 6.5 billion people who have been shot up with something that now can absolutely wreak havoc on the very structure of their body.
And where is the proof in the death? Well, the insurance companies have actually come
out. I was going to say that after the break. Yeah.
All right. So after this break, I'm going to have you dive down into that just a little bit. We'll be back after this break. This is Roger Landry and Talk with John. We look forward to being back after this break. Thank you so much for tuning in.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Let's go. Roger Landry, thank you for joining me. Appreciate you being here, brother. Okay, let's get into, right as we were going to break, you were talking about how we have found out, and it's now been proven from multiple sources, that people's DNA probably and has been changed with the number of these shots. I believe there's quite a few people that also got saline or something along those lines. But
it depends on the lot number, actually.
You know that depends on the lot number. Yep. Some lot numbers are a lot more deadly than others. And an interesting thing here in the United States is those lot numbers have a tendency to be the bad ones.
Republican.
Much higher in Republican states than they are in liberal states. I find that interesting.
I knew you were going there. I knew it.
That almost sounds like that might have been conceived. But, okay, John. So I said right before the break, you made the claim a lot of people have died. There's an increase in death. And I'm like, I channeled my inner liberal friends, as it were.
Yeah.
And they, you know, John, where's the death? Where's the proof? You don't have any proof. And I said, well, there happens to be actually a number of statements from insurance companies, and you and I were both going to the same place, so I'm going to let you continue on that point.
Well, I would tell you that there are insurance companies out there, maybe not the largest of the large, but there are insurance companies out there that are on very shaky ground. There are already some that have gone under simply because they cannot cover their policies. Why? Because of the increase in death. Now, you have to stop and consider everybody out there that's telling you where are the deaths. It's because they're not being called COVID deaths. They're absolutely not. Okay. But if you have a heart attack because of the spike proteins, which they've already been tied to, if you end up with myocarditis, if you end up with, and I could go on and on, liver disease, if you end up with cancer has exploded since these shots came out. Just since the shots came out.
Hey, there's billboards saying that that children can now have heart attacks.
Yes, and you know why they're saying that? Because it has become a commonplace thing now with children being forced to take these vaccines in order to go to school. But at the same time, let me ask you a question. How many children before, say 4 years ago or 5 years ago, did we have heart issues with? It was nowhere near on this scale. So it's all looking back at the same thing, all of this. So we're saying that mortality has gone up. There is no way you could pin this to the vaccines, because every time one of those children died, they're not going to say it was the COVID vaccine that did it, even though it was. If somebody dies of liver cancer, they're not going to say it was, even though it was. When did all of these things initiate? When did the unheard of death levels start to rise? Gee, that would be about 3 years ago or about 2.5 years ago when we saw the first wave of people buckling under the pressure of COVID-19 jabs. So when people say there is no proof, yes, there is. And I will tell you, do not go out looking for COVID numbers. Do not go out looking for cancer numbers. Do not go out looking for any specific reason for death. What I would like you to do is take the total amount of deaths recorded in a specific area, a well-populated area, and then three years ago, and then do it today. And take a look at the difference. What is the only major difference in that three-year period? It was lockdowns, which caused a lot of suicide and deaths, and a big pharma product that is the most deadly product ever forced on humanity in the history of humanity. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is the worst case scenario, and then I'll take a breath, John, because it's your show, and I apologize. But this is what the worst of this could be. The worst of it. We've got 6.5 billion vaccinated. There's still more people getting vaccinated every day. Kids, in order to go to school now, those are the normal shots they're going to have each year. Okay? What we are looking at could very well be, it could only be beat by one thing in the history of humanity, if you believe it, and that's the Great Flood, with its ability to take as much of humanity or the useless eaters out. This vaccine and how far it has reached at this point has the ability to wipe out more of humanity than you could possibly conceive. 6.5 billion people have been vaccinated. We could be looking very soon, over the next 3 to 5 years, at the biggest die-off in human history. This is not a joke, because it's already started. The numbers are not going down, John. The numbers are going up.
So, what's worse, the contagion or the condition? Talk about that on the other side.
Oh, yeah. Good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, that is true. All right, let's. I hate to cut off this song because I do love it.
I wish I was a better country boy than I even am, but at least I got a little bit of country in me. And I'm surrounded by a bunch of country boys, I'll tell you that much. And I'm talking to one right now that could survive. All right, so right as we went to break and during the break, Roger and I were talking. What's worse, the contagion or the conditioning for the future?
Yeah. Now, listen to me. Okay, go ahead.
The reason I thought, pardon me?
I didn't know you were still speaking. I apologize. Go ahead.
I want to take just like a minute or two on this. So we know that we have these shots that are ticking in people's bodies. Now, I do question if there's actually truly 6.5 billion people that got the shots. We know that I believe there's billions that did, but I don't know that the number's that high. I think we may be lied to on that number, so people will go, you know, go along, get along,
go along to get along type thought process. Everybody else is doing it. Well, maybe I'll do it too. But I will say this. Is that we know that cancer is going up. And this was one thing that I mentioned when the shots first started coming out, when I was talking with doctors, when I was talking, you know, Dr. Peter McCullough was on this network talking with me and Steve Elkins. I've had Dr. Lee Merritt. I've had several other medical doctors, and they were telling me, John, I am more worried about what's going to happen from the shots than anything that's going on now. Oh, also being people being closed up in their homes and wearing those masks, that's going to cause more problems than actually just being out in the sun. But with these, all this spike DNA that's being the mRNA, the changes to the DNA, that's bad. But also we've been conditioned. So many people have been conditioned that it's okay to lock up the whole world basically in your homes. That to me is super. So and to take the shot, and you're shunned if you don't take the shot. You're evil. You're actually killing grandma, right? When was the last time in the history of the world that we were more concerned about the grandma and grandpas that have lived good lives than we were about the children? Guess what, folks? What happened? The neuroticism, the mental issues that we're having with kids, that's going to come back to haunt a lot of people in the future.
Yeah.
So that's my question to you.
That's a hell of a question.
What's worse, the damage that has been done by the shots or the conditioning? What is worse?
Well, let me focus down on one thing that I probably didn't relay to everybody. But this is just how bad things can get, all right? There are scientists out there who have known for a very long time that if you are injected with something that contains DNA, that there could be issues. So there are limits, legal limits, as to how much DNA can be in a specific or a certain product. Okay, this is something that's supposed to be tested. This is something that's supposed to be known. When the researcher I was telling you about who found this information, when he was doing his research, both Pfizer and Moderna sent him samples of their bivalent, and I did say that, COVID-19 shots, so he could use them in his research and his testing. By accident, what he found out is not only did these things contain DNA, but they contained 1,000% more than the legal limit. And that in itself is one of the biggest, are you kidding me's you could imagine. Injecting DNA, and I've already told you what happens to the liver within 6 hours. It is manufacturing DNA out of the RNA. So now you've got two slices of DNA attacking your body. To answer your question, that's part of the answer. What we are looking at here is that the actual number of people who died from COVID, if you take the PCR test and you throw it out the window because it was the biggest line of crap, it didn't work 95% of the time. It was not accurate. That's giving it credit, okay? So if you stop to consider how many people actually had COVID, it is no more than the people who have the flu globally on an average flu year. End of story. How deadly was it? About as deadly as the flu. But what we're talking about is a very limited amount of people that die on a global scale from the flu each year. We've long surpassed that in the last 3 years. As a matter of fact, we've gone so far past it, it is actually insane. And these are the people who are filling up the hospitals today. Please do your research. Do not figure I'm lying to you. I do not lie. The people filling up the hospitals, especially in the most vaccinated country on the planet, Israel, are fully vaccinated, and those are the people that are the sickest, the massive side effects and the highest number of deaths. So if you ask me, what is worse, the shot or the conditioning, I will tell you they both hang on the same handle, because the people that are dying are more and more going to condition those who haven't taken that shot to run away as fast as they can. The biggest problem right now for the Pfizer, you know, and Moderna and those people is the fact that so many people have woken up to the damage these things are causing and are turning away. They have resorted to doing things like, guess what? Your school board now put that shot on your kids' mandatory shot list before they go to school each year, okay? Nobody asked you. Nobody told you how dangerous it was. Nobody told you how many kids it's killed. Nobody told you that coronavirus doesn't really mess with kids hardly at all. But you're going to give them the most dangerous pharmaceutical product on the planet every single year. In other words, your kid walks up to you. You pull out a six shot. You put one bullet in, you spin it, you aim it at your kid, and you pull the trigger. Anybody here who thinks Roger just overstated that? He didn't. There's more than six chambers out there. The odds aren't quite as bad, but the explanation is point on. So what is worse for me? The product that is being used on humanity is the biggest attack on humanity in the history of humanity, and will only, here he goes again, be rivaled by the Great Flood.
Well, another thing that I think we're facing is that this information is being hidden from the American public.
Oh, yeah.
So much so by the government that they have stopped reporting death and a lot of those things within the military. Yep. They used to give the numbers of the military, like how many people were having heart attacks, how many people were dying from heart attacks. Those numbers are no longer being reported to the American public.
Not only that, it's the same with pilots. You've got to understand how every one of these pilots had to be fully vaccinated, which means that the chances of a pilot having a heart attack in the air have gone up massively.
Well,
that is known.
Okay, so here's it. Here's the other crazy thing. So, in order for a pilot to fly you on one of the airlines you're familiar with, Southwest, Delta, one of those, they had to be vaccinated. But the elites, what are they asking? How you know, are they making sure that their pilots are fully vaccinated?
No, they're not. And you know, and I know,
they're not
making sure they're not. Absolutely. Just like the elites themselves are not vaccinated. And I would give you a big bet that a vast majority of Congress and the Senate and most of the higher level administrators, what we call the deep state in this country, wouldn't go near that vaccine, if you could call it a vaccine, on a bet. I would tell you the deep state is not and never will be vaccinated.
Here is what I have had shared with me, and I cannot reveal my sources. So I'm going to give you my opinion. Most of them went in and received a shot.
Yes.
But it was not the same shots they were giving to the American public.
Agreed.
Now, this is a little bit of supposition, and this is a little of information from very well.
No, hold on. I apologize for jumping in, but it is a proven fact. Because it has been, they did a grab here, a grab there, and these were all spontaneous grabs. And then they did research on each one of these grabs. And what they found out was, again, like you said, in the red areas, you had the more destructive jabs. And in the blue areas, a little bit less destructive, so on and so forth. So this was all calculated, including shots, like you said, that were either all just clear stuff, or something that didn't contain anything that would be a future issue. So, yes, there were multiple different grades of this vaccine. You're exactly right.
So, yes, like I said, I can't these are conversations that I've had in confidence, that I have been told, you know, I've been told, is this in confidence? Yes. And I've said yes, but it's with names that visit Washington, D.C. pretty frequently.
Yeah.
And so, they cannot let the people in the legislature or main functionaries within the government start falling, because then people will see.
You can't miss it at that point, can you?
Yeah. I my guess is Jamie Foxx. I'm assuming you've heard about Jamie Foxx, had a stroke 2 months ago. There's a good chance he's going to wind up passing away. He had at least three shots.
Yep.
Because he was, each movie that he went on over the last several years required him to get a shot. It is connected to the shot. It is what it's connected to. My guess is he probably didn't go to the proper place to get that shot. That's my guess. Had he done it on TV and said, I'm going to get this shot, I'm rolling up my sleeve. Well, with Biden, that shot, I had many people who gave shots that said, John, that was not done properly. Something's going on there. In fact, I want to say Steve Elkins has said that himself.
If Biden was fully vaccinated at his age and his mental disposition, okay, if he was fully vaccinated, there would be no hope for him. He's over 80 years old, and he already has several comorbidities, one of them being he's got advancing dementia. So, I mean, if you put it all together, there's no way in hell they were going to vaccinate Joe Bob. But they did vaccinate him on stage for tens, if not hundreds of millions of people to see when it happened.
And I want to say it was Steve Elkins that said that
probably
when they did it, that it didn't look right. I've had multiple doctors, multiple people in the medical field say that they did not do the proper, manipulating of the arm, like squishing it together or something along the lines. And so it was not done properly. Okay. So what does this, we're into, so I'm asking our producer if we can skip the last break. What does this mean going forward?
Okay. That's about as deep a question as the first one you asked. What does this mean going forward? That depends on what we do now. I already expect to see a large portion of the global population go away. And for anybody who doesn't believe this, how many of you have heard over and over again that the elite don't do anything that they don't brag about first, or at least telegraph first? You just need to know where to go and look, whether it's a cartoon, whether it's a monument. Yeah.
Huh. Or a guide?
How about the Guidestones?
Guidestones.
How about something that stated unequivocally and stood out so much that it was repeated across the globe a gazillion times? Keep humanity under 500 million in tune with nature. Okay, and then when they feel that people need to understand exactly what's going on, they go out and blow them up. Now, if you blow something up today with that type of significance, what it's going to do is cause a massive amount of people to go online, do a little research, and read what was on those stones. And they did. The interest in the Georgia Guidestones after they were blown up was far exceeded any interest in it prior to that. So, again, we are telegraphing what we are going to do.
Have been something ritualistic involved in that process, too.
You think?
Oh, I definitely think.
Look at the way the monument was set up. That was set up on, pretty much to mock the days of old, the monuments that were set up in the obelisks that were set up, you know, we're talking thousands of years ago.
Yes.
And this elite actually traces its roots back over 1,000 years.
So many thousands of years.
Yes.
We don't have time to go down this route.
No, okay. We don't. Okay. So anyway, the point here is, what is in our future? I'm already concerned about the fact that we're at least going to lose 50% of humanity. I do believe that. I also believe that a lot of people have been literally sterilized. So we're going to see the birth tolls go across the planet drop like a rock as well. And I'm not sure whether or not there's going to be violence involved in this. But when you have Putin banging his fist on his desk and saying he wouldn't have to think twice about launching a preemptive nuclear strike against the United States, then you must realize that all of this is playing into the hands of those we call the elites. I have said this on every show I've done with you, and I will say it again, and I say it on every show I do. There are two things the global elitists need in order to bring in total global governance. They need to see the collapse of regional governments, whether it's sovereign governments for nations or whatever. They need to see that, and they need to see a massive reduction in the global population, because they know they can't control 8.5 billion people. We are seeing both of them happening in real time. There is more chaos on this planet today than we have ever seen. And the biggest issue they are detracting you from, the one you cannot be allowed to focus on, is the one we did the show on today. How many people associated with this jab are either dying, totally infertile, or will be dead in the next 3 to 5 years? And that is what they cannot allow you to focus on, as it increases all around you on a steady basis now. Ask your insurance company.
Well, there's two big concerns that I have coming. I'm concerned about. We're in the news. We're starting to hear about the next one. Bill Gates said is coming for the kids,
yeah.
And then Klaus Schwab is talking. They're starting to talk up a global power outage and the internet going down and power being taken out. We're starting to hear a lot about here in America, white right-wing extremists taking down the power grid. To me, that's a lot of death and a lot of chaos if that comes to pass.
It's not the white supremacists in America you have to worry about when it comes to the power grid. And they have refused. They've refused to harden that power grid for how many years now? And the Chinese, who will probably take out that power grid, or the Russians, never have to step foot in the United States at all. All they need to do is put a large enough nuclear bomb in a low enough orbit so that it detonates right over the center of the United States or several of them. That EMP pulse is what our power grid has never been hardened against. And we have been screaming about it for over a dozen years.
$1 to $5 billion to harden the grid. That's all it would take.
I know. And why do you think it's being left unhardened? Why?
I think it's a setup.
I don't think it's a setup. I just about guarantee it is, and it all fits with what we're saying. They need to keep your focus off of the increasing amount of deaths globally, and they can do it a million different ways. There is more chaos on planet Earth today than at any point in human history, and it is there for a reason. You cannot be allowed to see what this is all meant to do, and one of the two biggest pillars is the death of a large portion of humanity, because you can't control 8.5 billion people. They know that.
And you can't control 300 million that have access to over 500 million weapons.
Yeah. And so, the Supreme Court handed Biden a nice defeat on that, which I was happy to see, for the pistols.
Yes.
Supreme Court ruling. Yeah. And basically told Biden, just, you can't do that. Go away.
Well, we are just about out of time. So, first of all, I want you to tell people how they can go to your websites. I want you to state your show again, and then I'm going to have your last thought on what do people need to watch out for next, or the solution to do.
Okay, first off, before I get into who we are, let me tell you something. If I thought it was all useless, I would have been gone a long time ago. I don't. So with that said, let me tell you that I am the founder of the Liberty Beacon Project, which is about 15 years old. It is 5 global news sites, global, one in Europe, one in the UK. You're getting the drift, okay? Plus TLV Talk, which is our relatively new social media website. Come and support us. This is where you go to say and learn the things you're not going to say or learn anywhere else. My show on Sunday from 12 to 1 is TLB Talk Radio, and I have another show on Wednesdays on Shake and Wake Radio, and that's called Eagle's Eye Report. And between the two of them, I get to put out a lot of great information, especially when outstanding hosts like John invite me on.
Aw, shucks. Well, it's a pleasure to have you, my friend. Okay, what is the solution? What's the solution we can take to overcome?
The solution is this, okay? You don't take medication that you're not sure of, all right? And you're supposed to have informed consent. It would be awful hard for anybody to send you to jail for not taking something because you're not aware of what it will do to you. This is it. People need to focus on their own lives. You need to protect you and your children. And make sure, okay, that you keep an eye on your kids. Don't allow the schools to vaccinate them without your permission.
I'm going to say amen. Thank you, everyone. This has been Talk with John. Roger Landry, thank you for joining me. Folks, have a great Sabbath. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you next Saturday.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.